All right, this is the recorded message for the 6 o'clock broadcast. 4, 3, 2, 1. If you have a need in your life, or if you feel the Spirit of the Lord is urging you to satisfy some of the needs that are coming in, you can call 882-7360. Leave a message and I will call you as soon as it's possible. I had to be in Atlanta, Georgia this weekend, so during this morning's broadcast, I started playing a message that was recorded at the church this past Easter Sunday. In just a few moments, I'll be playing the second half of that tape. Now don't forget that in 1 hour, there will be a singing getting underway at the Free Pentecostal Church of Harriman. I'd like you to know that no matter what denomination you belong to, you're invited and you're more than welcome to come and enjoy an evening of praise and fellowship with us. So with that said, we'll listen to the message for tonight entitled, Who Hath Believed Our Report?
Isaiah prophesied. Everybody turn. Let's see. Hold your place there. And turn over to Isaiah 53. Isaiah prophesied about the things that happened. God gave him in a vision, or however it was delivered unto him, He gave him that prophecy that Jesus was going to come. And at this time, again, the priests did not want to change the way things were. They were still under the law. They were the big men back then, because people had to come to them. For all the sacrifices that they made, the people brought their own animals, their own livestock, offered them the sacrifices, and the priests killed the animal, and God told them it was their part. They could burn a part of the animal and keep the rest, because that was their portion. That's how they ate. That's how they got meat. That's how they got all they had. And they were important men. They didn't have to do nothing but just try and live a holy life. But Isaiah prophesied that a Savior would come. And listen to the very first word. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Well, they're right there. He prophesied. Who hath believed? Very few. Because Matthew said it was commonly reported among the Jews. That was the way the story went, that Jesus didn't get up out of that ground. His body was stolen. Who hath believed? And there's a lot of people out here today that do not believe that Jesus rose again. For he shall grow up for him as a tender plant and as a root out of dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He was beaten and torn, the flesh torn off of his body, the crown of thorns ripped into his head, stripped of his clothes, his face beaten with a rod. His face was beaten with a rod. He was beaten beyond the recognition that there was no beauty that we should even desire Jesus. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. They say that it's hard to live a Christian life because you have to give up everything. It's hard. They said they acquaint Jesus with grief. I don't know if anybody here that's sad today. Amen. Is everybody happy today? Amen. Got one saved, had a good time this morning, heard the word. Amen. We're all happy this morning. Amen. Jesus makes me happy. Amen? Yeah, he makes everybody happy that has him. If you ain't happy, you need to get saved. Amen?
Yeah, that's right.
Surely he hath borne our griefs and has carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. Jesus does all these things for us. He makes us to where we can come unto the Father and say, Lord, forgive me. He saved us from our sins. And, oh my goodness, he bore our sorrows. And by his stripes, we are healed. It doesn't say we were healed. It doesn't say we will be healed. It says we are healed. Amen? No matter what you have, no matter what sickness in your body, if you believe God, you are healed. Amen? We are like sheep have gone astray and have turned everyone to his own way. We have. and the Lord had laid on him the iniquity of us all. What we did in our past life, as Jesus is now. The old man has passed away, and behold, all things are become new. When you get saved, you wipe the slate clean, and there's nothing in your past former life that can affect you right now. There is nothing, because the slate is clean.
Amen.
He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. It was the Lord's will that he did this. He opened not his mouth. He didn't say, no, don't do that. No, I didn't mean that. I didn't mean I was... No. He opened not his mouth.
That's the Lord, yes.
He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, as a sheep before her shears is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off from the land of the living, and for the transgression of my people he was stricken. Who shall declare it for this generation? I mean, the story is out. Jesus did not rise. Who's going to tell the right story? Amen? That's our job. That's what we've got to do. Because there's people out there that don't believe, and they've heard no better. We've got to tell them. Who is going to declare it to this generation? This is what we got to tell. He made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was there any deceit found in his mouth. He was no thief like the other two up there. He had done no wrong. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He had put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul, and he shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. What I've done is on my Lord. Jesus took all those things to the cross, and it pleased the Lord that he did that, because all that sin is gone. And it can always be gone, so long as we keep a clear heart and a clear conscience with our God. The last words that Jesus said when he was on earth. He had rose from the grave. He was here for a long time. He was still for a month, I believe it was. He was here for quite a while. And he, just as a proof, I believe, yeah, he walked around. And he had still had the nail holes in his hand. And his side was tore open. He was a man still. I mean, there was nothing special about him yet. He said, don't touch me. He said, I'm not risen to my Father yet. He just come out of the ground. And nothing about him had changed. He still got hungry. He still had food. And yet, Doubting Thomas didn't believe. I mean, even with the holes in his hand and the hole in his side, Thomas still didn't believe. He said, put your finger in my nail prints and thrust your hand into my side. That'll put some belief in you. Because seeing is believing, ain't it? Amen. Well, I ain't seen, but I believe. And he said, blessed are they that have not seen and yet believe. The last words, it's in Acts. Anybody wants to turn there? It's Acts 1, verse 8. The very last words that Jesus said when he was on earth. The very last words. No, his last words were not Eli, Eli, Lama Sabachthani. Because Jesus had a few more to say. But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Why do we need the Holy Ghost? Why do we need it in our life? Why do we need the power of God? Who hath believed our report? Isaiah prophesied, who hath believed our report? And it was commonly told to that day the Jews did not believe. Why do we need this power? Because ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. That's why we need this power of God. Because who hath believed? Very few. Who does God want to believe? Everybody. It's our job to tell them. The happy, shouting, we need that. But when we go out these four walls, keep the smile on your face. Because know, rejoice, because your name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. Amen. We got to have that joy in our heart, and we got to tell it to the people on the street. It's a word that needs to go forth. Because if we're not going to tell him, who did? I mean, this thing wasn't done in the corner. The whole city of Jerusalem, I believe, was out there watching that day. And all the Jews cried, let his blood be on our heads. And it is. The blood is on their heads. That's one of the sins. I mean, they said, let it be on our heads and on our heads of our children. There's something out there that, I mean, they need to get that guilt off their life. They need to get the sorrows out of their life. They need to be a happy people.
Yeah.
Just like us. Amen? There's nothing special about them. They're just people too. But they got to have something else. Just like we got something else. I mean, we got the extra ace in the hole. Let's show it. Let's go out there and proclaim his name, amen, and not let it stay within the four walls. But let's shout a voice of triumph, because he came for us. He died for us, and he rose again on the third day so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Amen? Praise the Lord. Is everybody happy this morning? Praise the Lord. Don't forget this. Don't forget this. Take it out with you. Know who you are in the Lord. We're children of God. Saved by his grace, and unless you just go out here and willfully hand it over to the devil, you can have it, because the Bible says that no man can pluck you out of God's hands. You can walk out, yes you can, but no man can pluck you out. You got to watch and pray that you be not led away into temptation.
Amen.
Watch and pray, but at the same time, let's show others. Amen.
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 Yes, friends, it is such a wonderful thing what Jesus done for us. He came, he died, and he rose again 3 days later so that we could have the hope of salvation. And once we have that salvation by faith, we must always keep our guard up that Satan can't trick us and lure us back into a filthy life of sin. Well, I just feel like praising the Lord. If you enjoyed this message as much as I did, I'd really like to hear from you. You can write me at 1050 Rhone Street in Harriman, in Tennessee. The zip code is 37748. And if you'd like a copy of this message, you can mail me a blank cassette tape with your letter in a self-addressed stamped envelope, and I'll copy it and get it to you just as soon as I can. Well, don't forget that the singing tonight is going to be starting in about 45 minutes. If you just tuned in, let me say that it's going to be at the Free Pentecostal Church of Harriman. The church is located on a hill behind Robo Car Wash, which is right on Rhone Street in downtown Harriman. The One Ways from Knoxville and the Young family from Dayton will be with us, so you come and enjoy an evening of praise and fellowship with us. If you can't make it tonight, but you'd like to come to one of the regular church services, they're on Sunday at 11 and 7, and Wednesday at 7. Well, it's time for me to go, so until next time, remember and keep in mind John chapter 4, verse 24, which says, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.